Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. This hadith is about that person who shames and defames another believer and the effect that it has. As you know, the believer's respect is very precious in the eyes of God. And it, his sanctity, his honor, his respect, is not something that should be harmed by other people. Allah does not like this. In fact, if we defame a person, we dishonor him, we shame him in front of others. This is one of the things which eradicates faith and iman from our hearts. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam said, the most basic level of infidelity, infidelity meaning kufr. Kufr means is the antithesis of faith in iman. The most basic level of infidelity is for a man to hear a fellow brother say something and memorize it for future to use against him in order to shame him with it. I guess, you know, none of us are perfect, right? All of us, you know, have said something, you know, wrong or bad, or have done something wrong or bad, you know? And so none of us are perfect human beings. All of us have done, you know, have made mistakes, right? And if we see one of our fellow brothers do something wrong do something wrong or say something wrong or mistakenly utter something which he shouldn't have, right? The best thing to do at that point is to do Amr bil Ma'ruf and Nahi anil Munkar here, to enjoin him to stop doing that, you know, to encourage him to, you know, refrain from saying that, and, you know, advise him, you know, and guide him and show him that he has made a mistake, right? The worst thing to do in this situation is to say, hey, you know, let me memorize what this person has said. Now, these days, it's easy. You can just, you know, record it on your mobile or whatever. And so I can use it against him later to defame him or shame him and to dishonor him. This is one of the worst things that we can do. And when we do it, this leads to the sowing of the seeds of disbelief and infidelity within us. If the Prophet in culminating this hadith, he said, those are worthless people indeed, you know, they have no worth and they have no value in my eyes. So this is something that we should indeed avoid, you know, and, you know, it doesn't always have to be, you know, like memorizing the thing. It could even be like if somebody sends us a text message and it's, you know, something, you know, not very good, and we forward it to other people. We save it, you know, in our phones, and, you know, so we can use it against him later. This is something we should all be careful of and avoid, especially today. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at that which removes one's faith, and memorizing something to use against our brother in faith to shame him later on. In the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.